Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where we're joined by Dennis de Jong, who is Managing Director at UFX. How are you today, Dennis?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. I was thinking of you yesterday, as one does, because I think about all the people I interview on a regular basis, and I was wondering whether you were having a happy new year and stuff. And then I saw an email which came in about your expansion, UFX's expansion to Scandinavia.
Yeah, you're right. We've launched our platform, Paragonix, in Scandinavia recently. And we think it's a very good market. There's lots of opportunity. People like to trade. People are
Cold. It's cold in the winter, and then there's something else
they
to do.
They have to stay inside, correctly. So they need something to do, and they like trading.
Right, that's not the stereotype I have for the Scandinavians, but I'm sure they can add trading the financial markets to their portfolio of winter activities. The other thing, I suppose, which as far as you know, brokers in general have been concerned in the last month, which has been in focus, I mean, it's been amazing, really, the FCA changing the goalposts about who can trade, who can't trade, and trying to tighten things up. I mean, from my perspective, as somebody who's been looking at this for like nearly 30 years, the rules are already pretty tight. So this was like a false alarm. But I mean, just to clarify, and for people who are thinking of trading and you know whether they can or they can't, what's your view on this?
Well, I think what we're seeing here is that this is a development initiated by ESMA, not necessarily by FCA. ESMA, the super regulator of all the other regulators. And FCA is just passing through what they're hearing and discussing among other regulators within the ESMA meetings. Generally, I think investor protection is very important. It's very good. And yes, you are trading leveraged products, so it is important that if you are not experienced, to limit yourself and give yourself some time to learn. Of course, it's CFDs are leveraged products. You can quickly win money, but you can also quickly lose money. That's all about what leverage is about. So generally, we welcome that move. I think looking at the details, we should ask ourselves the question. Maybe not we should ask ourselves the question, but I think the regulator should ask themselves the questions. So if you start limiting leveraging and restricting leverage too much, what is going to happen? People will still want to trade with a leverage of 1 to 400, maybe 1 to 2,000. And what they will do, they will just move to unregulated brokers. So the question is that we should be asking ourselves is whether we want to set up reasonable controls, reasonable limitations, and start monitoring those within the regulated companies and educating the retail clients about what it is that they're trading with, what is the risk involved, or do we want to ban it and risk losing control of where the clients are trading because they will just move offshore where we don't have any control at all what they're trading with.
I mean, the point from which, I mean, because I was actually read what the FCA were reported to have said, which was, you know, most people who are on leverage products lose money, and they lose money because they don't understand the product, so they don't understand the effects of leverage. My point to that is that even if you understand the products of leverage, or even if you have no leverage, if you're long of Next shares on Monday and the shares fall by 10%, you're in trouble whether you were leveraged or not leveraged. You just got it wrong. And you can understand the market perfectly well and still lose money. So it's not a knowledge thing at all, really, is it?
I think you're absolutely right. And especially if you have been trading for even a little bit of a time, you understand what leverage is. So, and leverage, like you say, I mean, if you're trading shares, you might be trading without leverage. If you take a home loan, you might be seeing it as a leverage as well, because in a way you're leveraging what money you have by taking a loan from a bank. So it's not the leverage per se, it's about educating the client, and after a while a client does understand what leverage is and how it affects his trading performance.
But as I was saying, even once you understand what leverage is, that doesn't make you immune to losing money.
Absolutely not. It's a choice of a product to take that you want to trade with that product, this is what you get.
Right. Finally, I mean, I suppose it's linked to leverage. The markets, especially since Donald Trump was elected in November, seem to have got out of their stupor, the sort of the zombie state that they were in, I think, for most of the summer. Do you think, you know, 2017 is going to be the year of volatility, and do you think that people will be able to take advantage of it?
I do think definitely that 2017 is going to be a trader's market. It's not going to be a buy and hold market that we've seen for the last, let's say, even 8 years. There are so many uncertainties in the system that need to be clarified. There will be times to get into the market. There will be even times where you have to really think to get out of the market and take your cash and just wait for next opportunities. That's really the theme of the next year from our perspective.
But isn't it? I mean, it's one of those things from my trading experience that, in some ways, that the markets which are dead are actually ones where you can sometimes lose the most money because you just keep getting whipsawed. You follow a move and it goes the other way, and you're just in. It's a dead zone.
You're right, and I think what we've seen over the last few weeks that yes, the markets have increased a little bit more. It's beginning of the year. There's been a push up, but it's been on low volume, so there's not really conviction behind. But on the other hand, there will be so many decisions which have to come through this year, and they're still unclear to us. I mean, some of them relate back to last year, like Brexit or Donald Trump. You've got elections coming up in the Netherlands, in France, in Germany. There are so many uncertainties, and all of these needs to be clarified, and all of them will mean volatility.
Dennis de Jong, Managing Director at UFX, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.